Good morning, OBS women. It is Coach Maya coming to you on Friday morning on 9/11. Welcome to this morning's live to be part of the 21-Day Basics. I'm going to welcome you all in. We have Dina Perrine here with us this morning in community, and she is going to be taking care of all of your questions and sending them to me in the filter channel. So let me make sure that she and I are on board and communicating here. And I'm sorry, I had this set up. And if you just give me a second, I do want to also say hello to some of the members I know are going to be in here today. Thank you to all of you who were sending me such beautiful notes in Ask Coaches and welcoming me. This is actually my last live for the time being, so it has been so fun getting to know you guys. And Dina, I see you here. Thank you so much. So today I wanted to talk to all of you about when you just don't want to. I know that that can be something that is tough for all of us. And when we were signing up for today, I chose 9/11 specifically, and I chose this day as one that I suspected I would just not want to get up and do my normal things. And what does that mean to me? For me, I have some non-negotiables. I have some things that no matter what, I commit to. I started that a long time ago when I started this journey, and it started with being willing to believe something new. And that was very difficult for me. So I had to come up with something that I was willing to do no matter what, every single day. That at the time is what Corinne would call the baseline, to meet our minimum baseline. So that has changed over the years. But what for me, the way I define that is, what is the minimum I'm going to do every day, no matter how I feel? If it's a bad day, if I'm feeling shitty, if I'm in pain, if it's a particularly emotional day, which for me, 9/11 can be, what am I willing to do every day, even on days that are shitty? So we talked about how we get strategizing around common obstacles a few lives ago. And for all of you that found that helpful, I love that it's working for you. So today would be a common obstacle for me. And today is one of those mornings that I might wake up and think, I just don't want to. And for all of you that write into Ask Coaches, this is the reason I picked this topic. I just don't want to, because that is sort of the number one topic I hear. Give me a great thought. I need a really good thought to get there. I need to just feel excited. I need to feel ready, and help me to give me the one dazzling, wonderful, amazing thought that is going to get me to the finish line when I couldn't get there ever before. Just help me with that one thought. And we all have been there, laying in bed thinking, I know that all sounds good, but I just don't want to. So the call to action is, I want to know, what is your baseline? I want you to identify, what are your non-negotiables? What are you going to say today, no matter how bad I feel, no matter how hard this day might be, how am I going to show up? How do you define that for yourself? What does showing up mean for you? For me, it means I'm going to hit my basics no matter what. My minimum baseline with my basics is, no matter how you feel, you write a plan every day, no matter what. I don't care if on that plan is a Gino's East Pizza deep dish from Chicago. I don't care if it's popcorn like there is today. I planned popcorn because that's a snack I really love to have. And I knew that today was going to be a tough one. I knew that I needed to get up and ride my bike this morning. And I knew that I might need a little bit more inspiration. So I planned my favorite ride, Florence and the Machine. So I had a great plan, right? I had a great plan going into today. And here's how my day actually went. I usually go to bed around 8:30 or 9 because I wake up at about 4. Last night, we have some things going on in our family, so I was up actually until 12:30 last night. So already I felt like, oh shit, I gotta do a live in the morning. I already feel uncomfortable because I'm more of the awkward girl. So I've got to do that. I'd like to actually look like I'm not insane in the morning. I still have those tapes that are running in the back of my head, but I have a new tape that comes in too, and that is when you just don't want to, you say, no shit, no shit. This is going to be one of those days where you just show up and hit the marks. What are the basics? What does that mean to you? To me, it is you said you were committed to riding your bike today, ride it. I don't care if you don't have the music that you had planned on. I don't care if your favorite playlist that's going to help you feel better and get through. It's not there. Shift and pivot. You said you'd hit your baseline, hit your baseline. If you said that you wanted to have one cup of coffee today and the rest of them didn't have cream, then that's what you're doing. You show up and say that you do the things that you say you're going to do. It's as simple as that. So, as you're all listening and you're thinking about, what are the things that you just don't want to do? What are the things that come up and then you say, I know I should probably. I know it makes sense to drink my water. I just don't want to. What are you telling yourself? Because you don't have to have a dazzling thought. You only need to have a thought as simple as, I know you don't want to, but we show up anyway. I know you don't want to, but I'm willing to believe that if I keep showing up, eventually I will want to. Here we have a question, Bobby. I do well for a few weeks and I feel like giving up after. What can I keep telling myself to focus on in the No BS program? What can I do to make it interesting? I love this question. This is exactly what you need to do. Keep it interesting, make it exciting. So, Bobby, you do well for a few weeks. Then what is happening after a few weeks? You now know one of your common obstacles is you go really well for a few weeks and then you fall off. What is happening there? That's when your discovery worksheets come in. That's when you see a pattern. I do well for a few weeks and then I lose interest. You know what I would do if I was losing interest after a few weeks? I would make something really exciting. I would make it a new dish I try that week. I would do something that really gets me excited about the program. If I'm doing well for 2 weeks and then at 3 weeks I always seem to stumble, I'd start making that 3 week a new commitment. Maybe that means I get a new accountability partner every 3 weeks. Maybe it means I start tagging a new person who has a common interest with me at the 3 week mark to keep me engaged and motivated. I bait myself with little things to keep it interesting all the time. So, Bobby, way to go. Who else is out there that might have some questions, who might be feeling like I'm not really sure. I know I want to show up better, but I just can't hit the basics. Who is willing to say, you know what? I don't want to right now, but I'm willing to try this even though I don't want to because I know it's important. Does everybody wake up feeling like they want to brush their teeth and make their bed? But we do it because we know that it makes it easier for us to function. It's the same thing with the basics. The basics are our tools, right? We want to make sure they're charged. We want to make sure they're sharpened. We want to make sure they're ready and accessible for us to use. We don't want to say, I know I should have had my phone charged, but I left it in my drawer. And I know that it probably would have made it easier to have it on the road today, but it's back in my nightstand. I didn't think I should charge. That sounds crazy to us who depend on our phones, right? That would be insane. It's the same thing with our tools. You've got to be drinking your water. You have to be resting. You have to be making a plan for the best version of yourself. And remember, I said, you may not be able to plan who your future self is. You may not be there yet. You might be just tired and want to feel better tomorrow. That's okay. What does that look like for you right now, today? So for all of you that are writing in and saying, I do want to feel better. I just need a better thought to get me through. What you need is you need to start talking to yourself better. You need to have some compassion for where you are right now. And for those of you that can relate to being afraid to make a plan, I'm right there with you. I didn't make a plan for over a year. For over a year, I was terrified to make a plan. I think that comes from my upbringing of knowing that carrots and celery were free because my mom was a Weight Watcher generation graduate. And she had been following points for my whole life. I was afraid to write a plan because I couldn't write a plan unless it was perfect. So for all of you that are struggling with that, this is what I want you to do. And this is what's going to make it super easy to get started. Take your plan, write down everything you ate yesterday, every single thing you ate yesterday. That's your plan for tomorrow. Follow that plan. I'll allow you to tweak it a little bit. It's totally fine. You've got a plan. Make it realistic. Start where you are. That is the key to success. Meeting yourself with grace where you are and preparing your tools so they're sharpened and ready and strategizing on how to keep them that way. If your phone kept dying and it was running out of battery, I bet all of you listening would figure out how to get it charged. Let's figure out how to get your water charged. Let's figure out how to get your sleep charged. Okay. Janie, I keep snacking. Why do I keep doing this to myself? I keep sabotaging myself. Yeah, Janie, why do you keep doing that to yourself? Start telling yourself, I'm used to snacking because I've been doing it for a really long time. But the new version of myself doesn't do that. No shit, you don't want to stop snacking. None of us do. I want to snack all day long, except for I want more things now than just snacking. I want to enjoy my life. I want to feel less pain. I want to celebrate my anniversary with my husband and be happy, which is tomorrow, by the way, for anyone keeping track. Trish, how do you seem to get around this when you suffer from chronic pain? It's driving me crazy and becoming so frustrating. Trish, that like hits a chord in me, and I'm sorry, it's making me a little bit emotional today. Chronic pain is something I am totally and completely passionate about. And it is something that I used as an excuse for a really long time because, God darn it, I was entitled to it. I felt entitled to my pain. And as many of you have witnessed, I have fought for my pain for a really long time. What you need to start doing, Trish, this is what I want you to start doing. Recognizing that you have pain, but that doesn't mean that you don't have strength in you. It doesn't mean you don't have compassion in you. Recognizing that what you need sometimes is just rest, that's okay. Because on the days when you feel stronger and you have your own back, you will be able to move a little bit more. I did not start this journey getting on my bike and eating salads. I started this journey eating spaghetti and being incontinent because of my pain. I was unable to hold my abdomen and my back at the same time. It was a big success for me to get down the stairs in the morning. My first goal was, do not go downstairs until you're dressed. That was my first goal. Do not go downstairs until you're dressed. It had nothing to do with my plan. What it did have to do with was I was committed to showing up for myself and being willing to change that along the way as needed. That was what I was always willing to do. Okay. Jamie, I'm doing really well in the thought work area, but making it happen and following through with the hunger signal, stopping when satisfied, is a huge struggle. But I know what's going on thought-wise. How do I connect the two and make it a non-negotiable? Okay. So, Jamie, what I think you're saying is you're doing really well. You know what's going on. You know that you're probably feeling satisfied. You know that it's time to stop. If you're like me, that happens as soon as I'm poised with my fork and I start looking around for all the very best bites to put on my fork. I now know that is when it's time for the tray table to go up and my hands to be in my lap. My meal is over. So what I start telling myself is sometimes tray table up. It could be that easy. Or no shit, Sherlock, you don't want to stop. It tastes delicious. And of course, you're going to want to keep eating. But we don't do that anymore. We stop when we're satisfied. You have to start talking to yourself differently. I don't want to encourage you to start browbeating yourself into saying no shit, Sherlock. I'm saying that to be funny. What you want to do is give yourself the opportunity to make a new choice. Let your voice start telling you, yeah, of course you're going to want to keep eating. Of course you're going to want to keep snacking. All of us do. It feels good. Recognize that your body's going to want to keep doing that all the time. You have to be there to guide your brain back to following the basics, doing what you committed to. Think of your brain like it's a toddler, just like Corinne says. When that toddler is having a tantrum, do you try to reason with it and say, listen, it's really very important that you do your basics and you stop when you're satisfied? No. You say, shit, I blew it again. I missed the nap. I did all the things. And you try to do the best you can and show up the best you can with what's available. That's all I want you to do. Meet yourself where you are. So, Janet, it seems like Corinne doesn't talk about leveling up anymore. I've been a very slow loser and now haven't lost for several weeks. I probably need to level up, but don't want to get into my pattern of overly harsh restriction. Any suggestions? Yeah, I do. So a level up is a simple, easy change. I start to notice when things are feeling like I'm really rocking and I'm getting almost a little cocky. I don't know if any of you relate to that. Like when the scale is singing and things are going and you're maybe feeling a little like amazing. That's when I know it's time to tighten it up and level it up. I always, always want to push to challenge myself. I don't want to punish myself ever. I want to challenge myself that if I have enough time to feel cocky, I could probably tighten things up a little bit. That's how I tell when it's time to level up. And then when it is time, I make it easy. What's an easy thing I could do next week? You know what I would like to do more of? I would, and then I start to think that. And I'm thinking about those things all the time. Corey, what was your pain? I don't know your story. So my pain is a little bit of a long story, but to give it to you in a nutshell, I am a recovering corporate employee, and I did not manage my stress very well. When I was going through graduate school, I had a back surgery that I did not care for in an appropriate way. That ended up being a lot of scar tissue and damage that required another back surgery. In that back surgery, they cut a nerve and I've lost all feeling in my left leg. And I have a lot of scar tissue damage and nerve damage as a result of it. So when I met Corinne, I was on a pain scale of a 4 to an 8 every day. It really was more at a constant 6 or 7. And now I would say some days I'm at a 6, most days I'm at a 1. And that is because I have been able to manage my pain by showing up for myself every single day. And that's what I want to encourage all of you to do. I never learned how to take care of myself. I have done amazing things in my life, things I'm really, really, really proud of. I have done things that I I want to share with all of you, but the one thing that is the most incredible is I learned how to take care of myself. And Corinne is the one who taught me to do that. And I want to help all of you do the same thing by following your basics, understanding what you need to be willing to do for yourself that's a little different tomorrow than it is today. One thing. So before I let you guys go, I just want to say, all I want you to do is imagine, what is your baseline? What are you willing to do to show up for yourself? How can you strategize to hit your basics? Encourage each other to hit the basics however you can. This is an incredible community that I love being a part of. Thank you for being so welcoming to me. And Chris, I understand you don't like the new planner, but do what's possible. If you are feeling overloaded by it, if you're feeling like it's too cumbersome, do breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and have your level up be, I want to finish the entire plan tomorrow. I want you to get the basics in. That's all I want you to focus on. The rest will come. Be willing to like the planner later. How about that? Thank you, everybody. It's been so awesome to connect with you, and I look forward to seeing you in the Facebook group and learning more.